USA Radio News.
The gunman who opened fire inside a Thousand Oaks, California bar Wednesday night, killing at least 12 people, including a sheriff's sergeant, was identified as 28-year-old Ian David Long, who had served in the U.S. Marine Corps. Sergeant Ron Helis is a Ventura, California sergeant who was killed. His friend Eric Bouchot joined Fox News and talked about just what sort of man Sergeant Helis was.
He literally trained for these kinds of things his whole career. He had experienced other critical incidents, certainly nothing of this magnitude, but again, as a member of our SWAT team, he was a very talented investigator. Even though he was a year away from retirement, he worked just as hard on his last day working as he did on his first. He was just that kind of guy.
A grand jury indicted the captain of a Missouri tourist boat that sank in Table Rock Lake, Missouri, and killed 17 people, including 9 from one family. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Give joy, get joy at Kohl's. Get ready for colder weather and take an extra 15% off. Give outerwear and boots for the family. Give Harry Potter sweatshirts and hoodies. And with an extra 15% off, a 6-quart Instant Pot is just $93.49. Plus, only at Kohl's, you get Kohl's cash to spend later. The more you give, the more Kohl's cash you get. Give joy, get joy at Kohl's. Select styles, 15% offer valid November 7th through 15th with promo code KICKOFF15. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Shares of stock in marijuana companies are up after Jeff Sessions resigns as Attorney General. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has that story.
Shares of Canadian pot company Tilray going up 30% immediately after news that Jeff Sessions was out as the USAG. Stocks in other publicly traded marijuana companies like Canopy Growth and Aurora Cannabis also rising by more than 8%. Sessions had promised he'd roll back Obama-era policies that allowed states to set their own rules when it came to marijuana. The companies were also enjoying a boost because Michigan voters approved a measure legalizing recreational pot on Tuesday.
Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg was hospitalized after falling in her office and fracturing 3 ribs. At 85, Justice Ginsburg is the oldest member of the court. She has served since President Clinton appointed her back in 1993. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Without any proof, Democrats are accusing the president of asking for Attorney General Jeff Sessions' resignation as something that is politically motivated. Democrats believe the new acting Attorney General, Matt Whitaker, will not let the Mueller investigation continue. Georgetown law professor Jonathan Turley was on Fox News and asked if the Democrats do have a case and reason to be crying foul here.
I don't think they have a case on these facts. First of all, as you know, I believe that Jeff Sessions has gotten a raw deal. I think he took the action he had to take ethically. To quote Othello, he's more sinned against than sinner in this respect. But the president can choose his AG. As for the acting AG, as I say in the Hill column today, there's a lot of overwrought analysis here. He hasn't done a thing. The president said in the press conference that he did not want to shut down the Mueller investigation. Also, the Mueller investigation can't stop on a dime. It's not like you're cutting off someone's oxygen hose. It's clearly moving towards a conclusion. Even if he wanted to squeeze off resources, I don't think that would be particularly effective, and it would trigger other problems.
Professor Turley on what really shocks him regarding this case.
I'm astonished that the Deputy Attorney General never recused himself from overseeing this. Mueller himself has a major conflict. You know, the Democrats have been strangely silent about those conflicts of interest.
You're listening to USA Radio News.